This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, January 22nd. God's word for you today is now, not later. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 6, verse 4, which says, "Don't put it off and don't rest until you get it done. Don't procrastinate. There is no time to lose." Today, we will pick up from the final thoughts from yesterday, which is positive thinking is good. It is better than negative thinking. But it is going to take more than that. It is going to take God. Motivational speaking and listening to motivational speech is good because it is better than listening to demotivational speeches. But engineering your dream is going to take more than motivational speeches. You are going to need the power of Christ. So, you need to surrender that dream to God. You need to surrender that dream, and that was the problem with Jehoshaphat. He did not surrender his dream to God. Eventually, he built an array of trading ships, and none of them set sail. Your own ship will set sail in the name of Jesus. After you have stopped accusing and you have surrendered your dream to God, you need to set the compass. You need to get your direction sorted. Proverbs 17 verse 24 says, "An intelligent person aims at wise action, but a fool starts off in many directions." You need to set your compass and get the direction sorted. The fourth thing you need to do for your ship to set sail is to start now. Begin immediately, not tomorrow, not next week, not when things get better, and not when I feel like it. When should you start? Now. Start now. Many of us are gifted at procrastinating. I have had to deal with that myself, and I consistently do. We all procrastinate. We say tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes. How many books have been written tomorrow? How many business plans have been written tomorrow? How many ideas have been worked on tomorrow? How many prayers have been prayed tomorrow? How many dieting plans have been started tomorrow? The answer is none. You need to realize that the time to start is now. Do not wait for things to be perfect. It is never going to be perfect. If you want everything to be perfect, you are not going to get anything done. There is a story in Genesis of Israel, Jacob, and his sons when he had supposedly lost Joseph. At this time, there was a famine, and the other sons told him that they found food in Egypt. They brought a lot of provisions at first, but when they told Israel that the man in charge in Egypt insisted that they must bring that younger brother, he refused. Israel had not recovered from losing Joseph and was not ready to release Benjamin. It delayed for a while, and then finally, Judah stepped forward and claimed responsibility for Benjamin. Judah made a very profound statement in Genesis 43 verse 10, which says, "If we hadn't wasted all this time, we could have gone and returned twice by now." For many of us, if we had not wasted all this time, we would have been 10 times wealthier than we are today. If you had not wasted all this time, you would have been far ahead of where you currently are today. Judah's statement that was spoken so many years ago still speaks to us today. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to start now and stop procrastinating in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.